Hey, it's your man KJ. We back. Dr. Sai, what you got for me this year?
You rocking with the village. Let's get it.
We back, y'all. 2017.
Welcome to the village, man. It's your man KJ. Got my man Chance in the village. No Slink tonight. So shout out to Slink. Today is his anniversary. So, you know, he's with the missus doing his thing. And so, yeah, man, that's what it is, bruh. We all grown men over here. The spouses, family, that all comes first. You know, the podcast is a blessing that we can come together and do things. But other than that, Slink, happy anniversary, my brother. Enjoy your evening.
Yes, indeed. Happy anniversary.
Exactly. And we will catch you on Saturday, bro. You know how it is. But, so Chance, man, before we get into these topics, bro, I gotta say, man, RIP to my man, Mr. Charlie Murphy, man. I saw that today. Man. First of all, didn't know he even had leukemia.
No.
Like, that in itself caught me off guard. I was like, he has leukemia? I didn't even know, man. So, you know, RIP to him. Because that was crazy, man. Like, one of my coworkers was like, man, I just saw him at a show. You know, he was looking all skinny. But, you know, he's always been a real fit, athletic-looking person. So, you know.
Yeah, he was never a big dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, personally wouldn't think nothing of it. If I'd have saw him all, you know, skinny and stuff, I figured maybe he was getting ready for a movie or something. I wouldn't have thought nothing of it. But yeah, man, the brother had leukemia and had no clue. I had no clue. And he kept it hidden for years, still performs, still did his thing. So, you know, rest in peace, man. That's all I can say. Rest in power, you know. That's all I got. But Chance, before we even really get into these major topics, I found an interesting article that came across my news feed today, actually. And let me go ahead and pull this link up real quick. Hopefully it already came to my email. We'll see. No, I don't look like it's gotten here yet. Because I email myself all the stuff and get these links to myself, and this one does not appear that it has hit me yet. But anyways, there was a judge in New York, bro. There was a judge in New York, and female judge, first Muslim black female judge. They found her body in the Hudson River. Yeah, man, just came across my news feed, bro. Just came across my news feed. Yeah, crazy. You know, of course, they're not going to say foul play. That's, you know, jumping the gun. But, you know, the initial report that I read was a few hours after she was reported missing. She was found in the Hudson River, you know. You know, take that for what it is. I'm not going to sit up here and speculate. I'm not going to do it. But let's be real here. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody going to go drown themselves. So, just saying, man. Like, yeah. I don't even think this is even something we have to debate. It's got to be some foul play here. But, you know, they'll, you know, everybody will spin it somehow, some way, and yeah, you know how ugly it is.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see what actually comes out on this one. I'm gonna check that out. I just did a quick little scan. It hasn't come across anything on mine yet, so
yeah, it's just coming across my newsfeed. Like I was in here setting up, getting all the stuff set up, and I just happened to look down at my phone. I was just kind of scrolling and playing around on Facebook while I was setting up, and it popped up, and I was like, "What?
Wow!
And that's just crazy, man." I don't have her name off the top of my head because I don't have it. I'm sorry, Village. But yeah, you know, if this is something that did, in fact, some foul play happened, man, you know, I'm hoping that the ones that did it can be brought to justice, you know. First of all, she was the first African-American judge on the New York State of Appeals, and she was Muslim. So that's a double whammy for some people, you know.
So it definitely brings up some red flags. I'm going to hold off on any speculation until some more information comes out, but I'm definitely with you. I don't think she went swimming.
Mm-mm.
So I'm wait to see what happened.
That's all you can do, bro.
And I'd like to hope that it was a tragic accident,
mm-hmm,
and not foul play. But you know, this is America, so I'll still reserve. You know, I'll still have the hope. I'll hold out the hope.
Yeah, that's all I got as well, man. I mean, all I can do is I just hope it wasn't something foul play. But by all accounts, this definitely looks foul.
No, most definitely. So, most definitely.
But yeah, as soon as I get the email, I'll put the link up on Welcome to the Village Facebook page. You guys can check it out there and read about it. Like I said, this just happened today, so this is an early report. And so, you know, there's no autopsies done. Nothing's been done. We don't know. So that's just what it is. That's just the real. But like I said, rest in power to this young woman as well. Like I said, I'm just reiterating, I'm hoping it's not foul play. That's just where I'm at.
You know, you know, they say with women, 90% of the time, or actually I think it's like 95 is the statistic, it's
someone they know.
A significant other.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So, hopefully it's nothing, you know, the fact is it's tragic all the way around, but I'd hate to have to, you know, I don't want to compound. I would hate if this was a compounded tragedy, if this was done because of, you know,
hate,
religion, some. I was thinking about hate, but you know, if it's like an ex or a current, it might be hate. So that didn't quite jealousy or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'll just wait for the rest of the information to come out and see
What happens.
See what comes out.
Yeah.
See what happens.
And more tragic news. I'm just kind of pounding it on here, folks. If you guys haven't heard about the San Bernardino shooting in San Bernardino, California, the two adults that perished during this, husband and wife. I don't know the gory details. I just know that apparently he walked onto campus, found his wife's classroom. I guess an argument ensued. He shot and killed his wife, but in the process of shooting and killing his wife, he killed an 8-year-old boy that had previously survived heart surgery. So just look, this young man that he killed had been through a lot already. And the shooter eventually turned the gun on himself and committed suicide. So, you know, a lot of tragedy going on right now, man, you know. It's all we can do is pray for each other, man, because that's a big tragedy. So,
you know, these high profile shootings all over the country, I think they kind of miss the tragedy you know, all the tragedies that happen that aren't high profile. You know, there's so many of these types of cases all over the country every day. And, you know, we as a country need to look at ourselves and decide if this is who we are and if we want to go get beyond this and if we're better than this.
Mm-hmm. And that's the problem, man. We got to figure out, number one, if we're going to be able to get beyond this as a country. And we still struggle just to have peaceful protests in this country, let alone come together for a murder. So, you know, we'll see. Because like I said, this is we lost a young child. The husband and wife, whatever they were going through, I feel bad for them because it got to that point, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when an innocent child, you send your kid to school, you send your 8-year-old, what is that, second grade? You don't expect to get that phone call that, hey, your child's been killed in a murder-suicide.
You know, and it's shot.
Yeah.
Shot. Yeah, this is just ridiculous.
Hell, I have a 9-year-old.
You know, the thing is, we come together for the tragedy, but we don't do anything to look at real solutions. You know, and I think that's the whole problem with, you know, why we have such opposition to a lot of the gun legislation that comes out from Sacramento is because it's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. You know, you have a school shooting. What are they going to do? They're going to ban Barrett 50 caliber rifles because everybody knows you're going to walk around with a 40-pound, 5-foot-long Barrett and shoot up the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't look at, you know, real solutions for real problems.
Mm-hmm.
If you got some domestic violence issues, you know, you might need to turn over those guns. You know, if you're nonviolent or whatever, and it's just some stuff, you might be able to get them back. You know, you should be able to get them back.
Yeah, of course.
But during that time when everything's hot and heated, you don't need them. You got mental health issues.
That's what I wanted to say, man. To me, this is a mental health issue more than a gun issue.
Yeah, and you know, we have the GOP that's sitting back and saying, hey, that's infringing upon their rights, people's rights, you know. And it's just ridiculous. But then, you know, the guy at the sports shooters, the law-abiding people, they pay the consequences, you know.
That's true.
And, you know, the guys that just want to have their guns to go shoot, go plinking, do competitive shooting or whatever it is they're doing, they get squeezed a little bit more, because somebody can't actually come up with real solutions. They do these knee-jerk reactions and don't really ever solve a problem. And, you know, we need to get beyond that and have thoughtful solutions.
Agreed, man. Agreed 100%. At the end of the day, this young man lost his life for no reason. So, lost his life for no reason. Grown couple having an argument and the young child loses his life. That is not a headline that anybody should ever want to read.
No.
Should never have happened. But again, you know, like I said, let's all pray for each other and let's just move forward. That's all we can do. All right, man, let's try to hit these topics real quick, bro. We're going to go ahead. Let's jump into this first segment here. What the Trump? Let's go ahead and finally discuss it, man. Flynn immunity. What does it mean exactly? What do you think? What is your opinion on this?
So they have the FISA warrant.
Mm-hmm. You know, Chad, before you get into your opinion, Chad, give me 1 second. I had never heard of FISA until recently. I didn't even know that entity existed. I'm trying to learn more about that. So I'm going to be doing some digging. We're going to talk about FISA one of these days. I had no idea. But go ahead. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, man.
So all this is pointing to somebody's getting impeached. Some other people are going to jail. And we're going to have a shakeup in government on the order of an assassination of the president and parts of his staff. You know, this is, I mean, we're looking at potential for a large portion of the current staff and the president being removed, and the president, of course, being impeached. This is, I look at all the stuff that's going on and what Trump's doing, and I look at the calls and the predictions I've made, mm-hmm. and I reserve the right to tweak them as he tweaks his policies and positions. So Trump is trying to make cozy with NATO, China, and now trying to look tough on Russia and Syria. And I'm asking myself, why is that? Because I think he knows that Putin's about to throw him under the bus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
And it's coming. His boy Bannon doesn't want to go to jail in Texas or Leavenworth, Kansas, or any other place, because he doesn't want to cozy up to the white supremacists and look over his shoulder all the time. With everybody else in jail. He's too old for that.
He ain't that cute, be honest with you.
You know,
you can maybe get a pack of cigarettes for him. Just saying.
But that's not where an old person wants to spend, any time. Mm-hmm. So, looking at all this kind of stuff, I don't know. I still think Trump wants to start a war, but I think he's too inept to actually even do that right. So, and he, this whole thing. So basically, the FBI is going to get him. he's got to do the perp walk out of Mar-a-Lago, maybe the White House if he's ever there.
If he's lucky,
and it's going to be just craziness. Especially as the midterms approach.
It's gonna be a complete overhaul in the House and the Senate. I'm trying to tell you. House and Senate is about to get a complete and utter overhaul. You got Republican constituents like, y'all, what is this? You know? Just vaguely off topic, you think about people are trying, all these Republicans, conservatives are trying to end Obamacare, and you got conservative constituents like, whoa, 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 this works, actually. Is it perfect? No, it's not perfect, but it works. Now, if you can't guarantee me what I'm going to get is better than this, then you need to go ahead and just leave this in place. And,
right.
You know?
Or at least, if you don't like this, fix the parts you don't like. There fix the parts that don't work.
And call it Trump care and keep it pushing.
Yeah. Call it whatever you want, for your political, because, you have your little weaky little egos. But this is not about a party. This is about the American people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think the GOP, unfortunately, both sides have kind of forgotten about that.
This is true.
And the GOP was just able to, they were able to monetize it and take advantage of it and get their guy in the White House. And it worked. They did have outside help, which is going to come out more and more.
And on a side note, it still amazes me how so many people just refuse to believe that Russia had a part in our democratic election. It just blows me away.
And these are some of the same people that still don't believe that Barack Obama is a citizen.
Yeah.
And so, it's, they question a man's religion. How would you question a man's religion? If a guy says he's a certain faith, why would you question that? That's just some sheer level of of bigotry, hatred, and ignorance on a level that I just cannot comprehend. It's like, how much do you have to hate somebody to not believe that they can, that they are the faith that they say they are?
Or that they were born where they say with their birth certificate was.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the fact that, you know, it's mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have to provide equal protection and services and everything else to these very same people. These very same people who think of Barack Obama in this way. He was man enough to still put their interest ahead of anything else that he may have wanted to do. He was thinking about everybody. And that's what the GOP misses. Either you think like me or forget you. Yeah.
And that's the ugly side about all this is, you know, so many people will be affected by all this, man. Like, it's Republican and Democrat. I'm sorry. You know, you can have a political party or a political preference, but man, it's still one country. That's what people fail to realize. It's still one country. Somehow, some way, this is going to affect everybody. And that's the thing that people don't see. It's not about conservative, liberal, progressive, agnostic, atheist, and all this other jazz. You're still an American. Figure that part out first. That's what I want people to realize. We are still Americans. So, there it is. So
yeah.
Go ahead, man.
I was going to say, you know, you look at this last special election that happened in Kansas, where Trump won Kansas by 27 points. And so that's, you know, Kansas is a solidly red state. Well, in this special election for the House, the Democratic contender was only 7 points away.
Oh, really?
From the Republican, they won. So they came up 20 points in a solidly red state.
In a matter of months.
Special election. Yeah. I mean, Trump hasn't even been in office 100 days, and he's infuriated his loosely associated base.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his core is still kind of riding with him, but a lot of them, even you know, I see online, a lot of his core has really been quiet, and because you know, Syria changed direction, NATO changed direction, Russia change direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this getting involved in foreign wars and foreign policy and all this stuff. No, it's domestic issues first. Change direction. You know, he's Mr. You know, like we had said many months ago. Trump is all about doing what is. He's a businessman. He's going to do what is expedient for good business. So if a policy is a failing policy, you change it.
Mm-hmm.
If it makes good business sense to change, that's what you do.
Yeah.
So if Roe v. Wade or being a conservative is bad policy, Trump's going to become a rainbow flag waving liberal. You know, he's going to do what makes good business sense. And he has no moral conviction or, you know, his moral conviction is follow the dollar. So.
Yeah. That's all we can do is wait and see what's going to happen with all this, man. So, you know, for the sake of time, let's move on here to this next part of what the Trump. Follow the dead Russians. And you know why I want to talk about this one, man. You absolutely know why. I don't have the names, and I can't even pronounce the names of the Russians that have been knocked off. Like, I read a report, and again, I can't say the guy's name. Saw it on CNN. I even saw it on Fox News. They said the dude was literally pushed off of a building they pushed him over like an edge or something like that, like over a balcony or something like that. You mean to tell me that this man needs to be get rid of that bad? That's what's crazy to me about all this. It wasn't so much that they killed him, but they making statements. You know, these are statement kills. If you have anything to say against the Kremlin or Vladimir Putin, stand by. You know, and these were people that helped push the agenda and things like that. They've been used up. They are no longer needed. So now you are dead. That simple. So, like this, like I said, man, follow the dead Russians. Follow the money was always the one we've gone to, but in this case, follow the dead Russians, because they're painting the path. And Vladimir Putin has no shame in what he's doing. He runs that country with an iron fist. We all know that. It's not a secret, you know. And if you speak out against him, you don't look over your shoulder. It's that simple. So Chance, you still there?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so you're actually frozen right now. I'm gonna refresh this page real quick. All right. So Village, just stick with us one second. So yeah, Village, we're still recording live on Audacity right now. Crowdcast is coming back up. There's Chance, good to go, and I'll come up in another second or two. And we'll be back on board here. All right, Chance. So what are your thoughts about this? Follow the dead Russians. What do you think about all this?
You know, it's exactly right. If you follow these guys, the link is always somebody in the Trump administration and Vladimir Putin. Everything always goes back to Putin. So when you look at this, and all these ties, you look at the FISA warrant, you look at the people. Trump talks about he doesn't know anything about Russia and all this stuff. But, you know, the longer we're in, he's in office, the more stuff comes out that, you know, everything he's been saying is a lie. We've known it's a lie, but now his constituents get to see that it's a lie. And they have to choose and decide at some point to either maintain this high level of cognitive dissonance, or accept the truth and facts for what they are. And their guy is a traitor to the country. You know, what was his price? We don't know. We may never find out. I think impeachment will bring it out. But, you know, the guy that was going to testify and name names and everything, and he shot dead in the street, people being pushed off of balconies. You know, this is straight out of some espionage movie.
This is serious, bro.
And these kills that Putin is doing, like you said, these are statements. He's not trying to hide them. He's not trying to make them look covert. No. He is making a statement, big, bold, broad daylight. You're not untouchable, and I will get you. So, he's putting the fear of his reach into everyone.
Mm-hmm. And it just goes to show you, when Vladimir Putin wants to get to you, he'll get to you. That's what that says to me. There is nothing you can do about it. When he is ready to get you, it's done. No one can protect you. Yeah. That simple, man. That damn simple.
Yes, indeed.
So, like you said, once all this stuff comes out, all the warrants, the FISA warrants, and again, Village, I'm going to look into this FISA stuff. Never heard of it. I'd never heard of FISA. So now I'm interested to see what all they've done throughout history, because I never heard of them. And so now I'm thinking, like, damn, how much have they been able to do and dig up, and what has really been their main purpose, like, throughout, since its creation? So, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to this, to finding out more about
the FISA courts. Yeah, the FISA courts are fairly new. I think they were established after 9/11.
Oh, okay.
So,
Okay, yeah.
To allow for, no clue. It's foreign intelligence surveillance and something. It's, it just allows U.S. Law enforcement to spy on citizens when they feel that they're involved in foreign espionage. And it gives some broad search and surveillance criteria. You know, we don't know a whole lot about it because the court itself is secret.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in the court? Secret. And you know, a lot of it is secret.
Okay, you were there listening?
I just heard the door close.
Oh, okay.
So and the pitter patter of noisy feet.
I heard that. Alright, we'll try not to be too much longer. Then I'll push it as long as we can. And if you got to dip out, you dip out. No worries. So let's move on here, man. Let's move on to this last part of what the Trump. I want to talk about quickly Sean Spicer's role in Trump's administration. My personal opinion is he is doing an amazing job. He's doing an amazing. I don't give a damn what nobody say. At the end of the day, I'm sure there is a nuclear supply of Mylanta and other stomach acid stuff in his office. I'm sure that it just stocked up, you know, with a couple of bottles of Wild Turkey, you know, a few bottles of that. So he's,
I almost feel sorry for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he actually has to sit there and act like he believes this nonsense that he's spouting. And that's a hard job. You gotta fake like you believe this garbage.
You worse than Milli Vanilli.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's craziness. So, you know, poor. But then again, he accepted the job and he continues to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as much as I'd like to feel bad for him, which isn't much, he is good at the spin and the crap that he spits out. And the fact that people believe him and everything is just, and he doubles and triple downs on the stuff he says.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole the Hitler analogy and the gas thing.
Bruh.
That was one of the most ignorant things I've heard in a very long time.
Bruh.
And
I was so confused by that. I didn't see it live, but of course, Facebook and social media, other social media sites, posted that link immediately, and I was like, did this actually come out of his mouth? You know what I mean? And that was the biggest thing here. You need me to mute you for a second?
Yeah, I'm about to cut. His dude just came in and laid down on the floor like he's going to sleep.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, man.
All right.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, man.
All right. All right, Village. So you got just me to finish the show out here. Didn't really get the chance to dig into too much here. This is what it is. One of those nights and one of those things. And sometimes we can get into real deep thought into topics. And sometimes we can't get into real deep into topics. It's just what it is. This is one of those things. So let's go ahead and let's pull up some. Roll into our next segment here. We've all seen what's going on with North Korea and they're testing their ballistic missiles, things of that nature. Well, if you have not heard, the Carl Vinson Strike Group is en route to the surrounding ocean around North Korea. I can't think of the specific area that it is, but nevertheless, they are en route or they could be there. I don't know. I haven't seen the latest reports yet. This is huge for one simple reason here. Basically, North Korea is not having it. Now, we can send people over there and do whatever we think is legit or right or wrong for that matter. I don't know. I don't really care. But we still have to look at the implications of what this all means. North Korea is not going to just have us out there sitting off of their shores, basically, like waiting for them. You know, U.S. is just waiting for them to fire a missile like I wish you would. Well, they will. And we know that. And could this possibly lead to some kind of war? Possibly, right? But here's the other piece of that. Here's the other side to that. The other side is, could North Korea come after the U.S.? Yes, they could. However, comma, let's also realize that Russia is not just going to allow this to happen. And so we could be looking at a couple of superpowers ganging up on us. And that's the biggest thing that people need to realize. It's not so much that North Korea is doing what they're doing, but it's the people that could back up North Korea. Everybody has nukes now. You know, everyone has them. It's not even a secret. We know everyone has nukes. But it's the nuclear, the protocol that comes to mind. Do I know the protocol? No. You know, I'm a regular guy. Podcast on this mic with you guys right now. However, if you really look and really look at what is happening and what is going on, North Korea is basically saying, hey, you're not going to just come over here and just have a camp out in our part of the world without something going on. Kim Jong-un will fire those ballistic missiles as test and keep it pushing like nothing is wrong. So that is something, again, we just have to keep watching, be vigilant of, and we'll see how this plays out. Because this is all new territory for some of us here. One of the other topics here that I wanted to discuss, and let me go ahead and pull the link up real quick here. I found this article probably a couple months ago, I want to say. All right, okay, like a month ago. I just put it in my little file and saved it. And it says, Joe Biden regrets not becoming president. In a speech Friday, he also opened up about his mistakes Democrats made in 2016 campaign. Could you imagine if Uncle Joe would have ran for president? That in itself would have been amazing. I'm not saying that he was better than Hillary. I'm not going to go there tonight. I'm just saying it would have been tough for me between Bernie and Uncle Joe. That would have been a hard sell for me. So there it is. But former Vice President Joe Biden spoke candidly Friday about his decision to stay out of the 2016 presidential race, saying that while he still believes he did what was best for his family, he also regrets not becoming president. Biden, speaking at Colgate University in Hamilton, New York, said he believed he could have been the Democratic nominee in 2016. He quoted saying, I had planned on running for president, and although it would have been a very difficult primary, I think I could have won, he said. Maybe not, I don't know. But the former vice president said he lost a part of his soul when his son, former Delaware Attorney General Beau Biden, died in 2015 of brain cancer. Beau, the former vice president said, had urged his father to run, but the elder Biden felt it would be too much of a strain on the rest of his family. He ultimately decided against running roughly 5 months after his son's death. All these things right here, I completely understand why Joe Biden didn't run. It makes sense. It's okay. I get it, right? And I respect his reason for not running. Absolutely respect that reason. You know, sometimes it's just not for you. Sometimes it's not your time. Sometimes it's just none of that stuff is involved. The cards just don't line up the way you think that that they possibly will line up and things of that nature, right? And so he made a choice for his family, for himself. He has some regrets, but ultimately he's got to live with his decision. And I respect his decision because he put his family first. So that's the biggest part about all this. He put his family first. His political career came after that. And he's moving forward with his life. He's enjoying, speaking at various colleges, the speaking fees. He's probably collecting a bunch of money being a former vice president. And, he's going forward with life. There it is. Nothing wrong with that. All right. So let's move on here to this next topic here. Governor Brown of California, where I live, there's been some new legislation that has been passed, and gas prices are going to go up. But there are many people that are upset about this because it wasn't voted on by the people. It literally went straight to the political floor, basically, and they voted on it and didn't hit the regular people for them to weigh in on it. But one of the benefits I can say about this is it's supposed to fix all the streets and stuff like that. But that waits to be seen because everyone can say one thing and do another thing. It's a double-edged sword because to me, I'm very liberal, but I do have some conservative in me. Because I would hate for something to just literally be slapped across my face like that, which is why I believe Obamacare didn't go over as well as it did. It kind of was slapped across people's faces, right? However, this right here is a different situation. You're talking about taxes increase and you're saying it's going to go to fix streets and things like that. And I'm hoping that this is accurate, because if it's not accurate and it goes to line some politician's pocket, then Governor Brown, what can I say? You're lying. You're lying to us. So if this all becomes, into fruition, then I am all for this. I'm all for what could possibly become, what it means for California. We're talking about bettering roads. Of course, money will go to some school programs and things of that nature. So if all these things are resurrected or enacted and things like that, then yes, I'm definitely going to retract all bad statements about all this and move forward. But if it ends up being a ruse and no roads are fixed or anything like that, then someone somewhere got their pockets lined, and that needs to be investigated wholeheartedly. And that's my opinion on that. So let's go ahead and hit this. I wanted to do some knee-jerk reactions with Chance. But as you guys can tell, Chance, his little man came in the room and laid down and was like, "I'm cool, Dad." But you know what? I do have two knee-jerk reaction topics that I would like to discuss with you guys. Just knee-jerk reactions. You guys listen. And if you guys want to drop your thoughts, you know what to do. 619-202-1562, or you can email us at welcometothevillage@gmail.com and give me your thoughts about this. So this first topic here. Now, we've all heard about this movie, The Ghost in the Shell, right? Why was this so disappointing? Well, simply put, Hollywood literally whitewashed a character, and a predominant Asian character, right? I just feel like maybe Hollywood feels like in order for a movie to be a blockbuster, it has to have the white character. It has to have a white dominant character in it. And that's not always true. That's not true at all, actually. There are plenty of movies where the main person, it could be a person of color. And person of color is Asian, is Latino, is African American, whatever the case may be. The lead person does not have to be a Caucasian male or a female for it to be a blockbuster hit. And that's what upset me about this. I didn't know too much about Ghost in the Shell. I knew a few little comics I had seen here and there. Didn't follow it too close because it just wasn't in my wheelhouse to follow all these things, right? But as I saw the trailers for it, I was getting excited. I'm like, ooh, okay, I could definitely check this out. and did my research on it, and I was like, wow. I was like, did we do this yet again? And we did. And so when you look at certain movies, what is it, Gods of Egypt, and there was another one that came out, and, you know, Ghost in the Shell. I find it funny how, you know, white America is like, oh, it's just a movie, get over it. But the same people were upset because Annie was black. Go figure, right? Same people were upset because Annie was played by basically Black Daddy Warbucks and Black Annie, Jamie Foxx. And I can't think of the young lady that played Annie. I want to say Quvajine, but I'm not 100% sure. Don't quote me on that. But the simple fact is, there are certain roles that need to be played by the people it's really portraying, that is written about. You know, like I said, Annie, whatever. But when you talk about referencing movies like Gods of Egypt, you know, there is a whole lot of Africans in Gods of Egypt, because it's Egypt is in Africa, and it's quite warm there, and I'm sure people probably had some kind of major tan going on. Just saying. That's all. So, Ghost in the Shell, my knee-jerk reaction really was, wow, this is going to be a great movie, but it's hard for me to get out and support it knowing what I now know. And, you know, like I said, Gods of Egypt, all that other jazz, I still haven't seen those, nor will I ever probably see those. I'm not going to watch them. It's just what it is. It'll pop up on Netflix, and I'll just probably keep it pushing. You know, I may be in my 40s or 50s one day and be bored and be like, you know what, let me go ahead and watch this, see what it was about, and then I'll check it out. The next knee-jerk reaction that I want to discuss with you guys is, go ahead and delete that. And go ahead and delete that as well. There's a new phone app, smartphone app. Phone device tests male fertility with 98% accuracy, study shows.
What did you take?
You took my hair.
Okay, sorry about that. Little links want to pop up and stuff like that. I have mixed feelings about this. First of all, I think smartphones are going a little bit too far. But this could be a convenient way to do this. This is simply another way for those of us that are literally on the go and constantly moving and things like that to be able to take these tests without having to go to the hospital, which is an amazing thing. You know, you can literally use a smartphone app. I'm not sure of the gory details and things of that nature, so please forgive me. But, you know, let me go ahead and read a little bit of this here. This is CNN's reporting. It's a new smartphone attachment can evaluate a man's semen and determine his level of fertility with up to 98% accuracy. Pretty damn well. The new technology, consisting of an external accessory in which sperm samples are inserted and an app that analyzes them, could make testing as straightforward as a home pregnancy test, the scientists say. More than 45 million couples were estimated to be infertile globally in 2010, about 15% of all couples worldwide. Men are estimated to be solely responsible for up to 30% and to contribute up to 50% of cases overall, according to one study. The new technology is still a few years away, but the team behind it hopes this new form of testing will make infertility testing both easier and cheaper for men, avoiding the need for them to go to a clinic. Again, the need to go to a clinic, the need to have to go into a hospital to stop your busy schedule and go and do this. How easy is it to literally download this app, get the attachment, and go forward and go from there? That is such an easy thing to do, and I am so supportive of this. And that once you really read it and get going behind it, you can't beat this. You know, is it a little bit rough around the edges? Of course, like you're taking a sperm sample at home. But again, when you reference this in regards to a pregnancy test at home, same thing, same instance. One is testing for pregnancy. The other is testing, can you get a woman pregnant? Go figure. So again, I'm going to say that I'm for this. I'm waiting to see the final product with all this because I think it could be really, really interesting. I think it could be a really great thing. However, comma, we need to have further testing to make sure that this is all right. The article says that it's a couple years out, so we'll see. That's all we can do. All we can do is wait and see here. All right? And so with that, folks, that concludes kind of the knee-jerk reaction portion of the show. Let's see here. I do have a couple of village idiots for you guys. I do. So let me see here if I can quickly pull these up here. Well, I only have the one story. And since it's just me, I'm going to go ahead and just do the one story and close the show out. Just what it is. This is a story I got off of Fox News, ironically. Hopefully this thing loads here. Let's give it a few seconds and I'll bring it up on screen for you guys to... when you guys watch the Crowdcast replay, you guys can check out what I'm looking at and we can go from there. But at this time, from what I'm looking, the link is not loading. Link is not loading. So the basics of this story, Village, just Village Idiot, this happened at Disneyland. A woman is charged with choking a teen for blocking a view at the Disney fireworks show. Now, I can't pull up the link and read you any of it because it's not loading. It does happen. But that is the basis of the story. You know, some people don't play when it comes to their Disneyland stuff. I got a friend, Annie. She don't play with her Disneyland stuff. Not Annie. You guys don't know her like that. But Dre, she doesn't play when it comes to her Disneyland stuff. So I could see Dre doing this, you know, choking the kid out for blocking her babies from seeing the show. So shout out to all the mamas that's out there that don't play. All right. Once again, this link won't load, so we'll just do this, call it a night, and we'll go from there. Village, if you guys want to get a hold of us, the opportunities are limitless. Easy. Go ahead and hop on 619-202-1562. Shoot us a Google voicemail, or you can shoot us a text message. Just talk to us. Reach out to us. Send us your thoughts. If you find something crazy, out there in the universe and you want to send it to us at welcometothevillage@gmail.com. You can also hit up Chance at Chance W. Brown on Twitter. Lady J is at Loving Chanel. Slink is at Slink Grindstone. And I also handle the Village Twitter handle at W2TheVillage and also at Enlighten My Mind. You can get a hold of us. Not get a hold of us, but check out the Facebook page. We're trying to grow those numbers as usual. So please tell your friends about the Facebook page, you know. Tell your friends what's going on. Tell them to hop on over, like the page, stuff like that. And also, we're selling wristbands and t-shirts through Etsy. So if you would do so kind, go to the Facebook page, click on the link. The link is there. It'll send you right to our Etsy page. You can purchase wristbands and t-shirts from there. I'm working on the next t-shirt campaign right now. It'll be hitting you guys soon enough. Working on the final design for that. And actually this weekend, I plan on contacting my shirt guy and we'll figure it out from there. Don't have anything else for you guys. Wrapping it up a little bit early. Chance had to dip out. He had to go and be a father and handle his business. No big deal. So with that in mind, Village, we love you. We thank you. God bless you guys. Have a great night. Bye.